This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
You're locked and loaded like Tyler Hero was last night. Scoring like, what was it, like 14 straight points or something? The kid was muscular and on yesterday. That was
and
good.
26 points in 26 minutes. I know, Big O, they tell us don't overstate preseason. It's just an exhibition game. I get all that. You know, Jimmy Butler didn't play. But you know what? What you look for in the preseason in any sport are those acorns, those little things that might translate. So if Tyler looks better and feels better and is playing better, that checks a box. Because we both agree, Tyler has to be better than he was last season and closer to what he was in the playoff bubble. So you know what? After one exhibition game, five more left, I can check that little box and move on. Last night was very encouraging for the Heat. Looks like, unlike the Dolphins, the Heat won't be trading players early in the season. They like what they have. Now they have to make it work.
What I liked about it was, and I'm with you, I you know, it's preseason, so I don't take it that serious. But like you just said, there are these little things. And what we want from Tyler, he's not going to start, right? He's going to come off the bench. What's he need to be off the bench? Instant offense.
Yes.
What was he last night? Instant offense. And I want him with that attitude every single night. The attitude that I'm going to come in and I'm going to light you up and I'm going to make life easier for our team because I'm going to be that spark off the bench. That's what I liked about last night. That's what lifted me up about watching Tyler do his thing last night.
And again, that's the role, instant offense. And you know what? Part of that role is learning, like the others have, the Lou Williams, Jamal Crawford over the years. You might have a 1 of 10 also. But you have to be a threat. So much about the NBA now with our advanced metrics are about spacing, are about creating threats. As long as the opponents know you're on the floor and feel that you're on the floor, it will open it up for your teammates also. I think Tyler has the right attitude. Look, he said it perfectly. There was no offseason last year. It was like, hey, Rook, you had a great year. Now do it again, but only take 4 weeks off and then jump right back into it. Oh, and we'll throw COVID into the equation also. The players said. It's so much more relaxed. There has been a real training camp. There will be 6 preseason games, many of the players will sit out. They can do this exhale before they have to do the 82-game inhale. That's good for the sport. It makes the sport better. It makes the players better. The Heat and the Lakers needed this offseason. I think you're going to see tangible results.
Your thoughts on Bam, how he played last night?
You know, most of his shots were dunks. I like that he opened the scoring with a little fadeaway mid-range jumper, showed confidence in that. That'll come a little more. We're all trying to make Bam what we want him to be, the mid-range shooter, the three-point shooter. But you know what? If in the flow of the offense that's not there, I also don't want him forcing it. I don't need him to be Kelly Olynyk or Myers Leonard posting himself out in the corner, you know, out in the parking lot. If it happens organically, if they need to space and he can do that, that's fine. So I know people are speaking about Bam Adebayo, more three-point shots. I think that's more a case of the flow of the offense than necessarily his desire. I want him to compete. I want him to rebound. I want him to defend. And one subtle little thing last night, if you watched, not as much switching. They didn't have Bam running around with his head cut off all over the court, guarding 1 through 5. It's a nice
concept. Well, they have more defenders now.
But they have more people like Kyle Lowry can play a little drop coverage on Trae Young, can work around that a little bit more. And that's the difference also. The more pure defenders you have, the less Bam has to do. And then he can concentrate on the main things.
And the beauty is, Bam's not Whiteside, so he's not immature and not going to try to force things.
Yes.
He's always going to be – he's more mature than I am, and I'm 55. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, no, you remember after those games, Hassan, all he wanted to do was see the stat sheet and would always give you his one number. I was plus 12. I had this many rebounds or whatever. That's not who Bam is. Bam, before a season, sets a target on assist points and rebounds just to give himself something to work toward, not for something that he's going to every single night look at it that way. He'll be glad to let Jimmy get his. He'll be glad to let Kyle get his. And I'm still waiting, and maybe now with P.J. Tucker with the groin injury, will Spo ever at least once this preseason go big, big at the start of a game. I would like to see that. Maybe in Houston on Thursday night. Maybe start Deadman.
You're saving, bro. It's up to you. Is it you're saving or
Yurtseven.
I think it's up to him.
Right.
It's up to him.
And maybe try that.
Once he earns Spo's trust.
Yeah, I could see that down the road. But even short term, I'm wondering if Dwayne Dedmon maybe just play him alongside Bam, if only to get him consistent minutes. So if PJ can't start, the natural thing would be, like I said, to start Markieff Morris instead. But maybe you go in a direction with a Dedmon or Big Big just to see how this Big Big thing sort of works out. You know, try it against Houston, maybe San Antonio. You still have time before that October 21st regular season start of the season against the Bucks.